with Lori Spencer, your host of the Rural Survival Show. Today is, I forgot the date, folks. Today is Saturday, January 14, 2017. Today we're going to be talking first hour with Mr. Don Wiskin, the manufacturer of Extend-A-Bike, which is a fantastic product. By the way, just for the record, I get no compensation for this whatsoever. I am a user of the product, and I think it's great. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Tim.
So how's things up in the Northwoods today, or up there in Canada?
Oh, it's very cold, but we survived Friday the 13th, so we're all good.
Excellent, buddy. By the way, I've got Lori on the phone. This is her first time co-hosting with me on the show. Say hello, Lori.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're going to have, I think, a really good show this hour. And, of course, as always, you're welcome to stay on a second hour if you want to, Don. Okay, let's start by giving people a brief overview of what Extend-A-Bike is.
Well, Extend-A-Bite is a combination of seven herbs: garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And in this synergistic combination, it seems to work better than just taking all the herbs individually. Like garlic, for instance, our allicin content is very, very high. It's stabilized allicin, and that's the actual active ingredient in the garlic, but you know, you don't get the same thing from chopping up a few cloves and putting it on toast and eating it like my mother did every night before she went to bed. But she still passed away from a stroke because it just wasn't enough. But but it's just basically seven herbs that were chosen from the German compendium to treat the body the way that we feel it has to be treated.
Understood. Now, you sent me an email earlier in the week, which unfortunately it took me 24 hours to get back to because we had no internet. Basically, it was a compilation of your medical history, a short compilation. And to me, after reading that, it was just incredible the benefit that Extend-A-Bite did for you. And we're still going to talk about what it's done for me, too. But could you give folks an overview of what your situation was, what it became after a year, and what it is now?
Well, you know, in 1994, my father passed away at 62 years old from complications of bypass surgery. He wound up with some complications, and it killed him. In July of 97, my brother Wayne, he was 44 years old. We found him dead in his bathroom. He had a massive heart attack, and you know, there was nobody around, so he went to the bathroom, and that's where he died. January of 98, my mother died. She passed away in her bed, just where she wanted to go. And then 21 days after she passed away, my brother Doug, he was 53. He wasn't feeling good, and his wife called the hospital, and they said, oh, we should send an ambulance. And he said, no, no ambulance. You know, my wife can drive me. So she drove him to the hospital, and he said, drop me off at the doors and go park the car. By the time she parked the car and came back in, he was already gone. And then in June of 1998, that same year, I suffered a massive heart attack, and foolishly I did the same thing. I told my wife to drive me to the hospital, but we were closer to the hospital than my brother was. We were only about 5 minutes away. But I didn't have any real chest pain right up until that last block. And then the chest pain started to hit. And I said to my wife, I says, drop me off at the door and park the car. By the time she came in, they were telling her that she should go home and prepare for the worst, that they didn't expect me to survive the night. But they gave me a streptococcus-based thermobolic agent, which at the time was the big clot buster. It can either save your life or it can cause hundreds of small strokes and you bleed to death. I believe that's what they gave to my brother Doug, and that's why, you know, he passed away so quickly once he got there, is the drug didn't work for him. It had the reverse effects. But they stopped using that because it has too many side effects. They have better clot-busting drugs now. But at that time, you know, it did save my life. But I was in ICU for 3 days before I woke up and checked myself out of the hospital in denial, only to have another heart attack and have to go back and, you know, see them again. So, you know, I thought I was doing the right thing walking out. But that's what people are like, you know. It's denial, denial, denial. We all deny the fact that, you know, something is killing us, and we just, once we're still there, we just want to get out of the hospital. But when I went back, they stented me. But as you can, I did put that on my homepage at heartdrop.com, what you can read
there.
Oh,
okay, good.
Yeah. Well, it is, because it basically tells people, other than just the way I just put it, what happened to me. You know, it was an unheralded anterior wall infract on June 8, 1998, and then I was readmitted on June 13th. So, you know, I left on the 11th, and 2 days later I was back in with, you know, continuing on with pain. They went ahead and put a stent in, and that's all they had to do. But they said there was significant reduced LV function, that there is a consecutic left ventricular hypertrophy. The anterior wall is a kinetic, and the estimated ejection factor was 38%. So that's pretty high, 38%, compared to what you were at, though.
Right, that is true. Of course, I also, after 5 heart attacks, they gave me open heart surgery, and now I have a defibrillator implanted. But, you know, I don't know how old I was. Lori, how old was I when I had my first heart attack?
40.
40. Okay.
Oh.
So, I've been fighting this for a long time, too, about 16, 17 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say that the average 40-year-old has at least an 80% blockage in one artery and has no idea that they have that.
Right. Right. Well, I had no idea either until it just happened. And when they went in there to get the stent put in me, the doctor looked at me and said, how are you alive? He said, this is 100% occluded. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm here. But, yeah, things went downhill for me after that. All right, Don, let's talk about where you're at now with your health, or where you were after you started taking Extendivite for a while.
Well, actually, I was pretty lucky. I found out about this stuff within a very short period of time. So, you know, in June of 98, I had my heart attack, but in February of 99, I started taking this garlic cayenne mixture, and, you know, I was walking, I was trying to exercise, I was doing my best to try and get what I could back of my life. I knew that my upper body strength was gone, and I really couldn't do the work that I thought I could do. And, you know, I was a roofing contractor at the time, so it was quite devastating to think that I was going to lose it all right then and there. But I just kept going and kept going, and, you know, when I would walk, I would feel some tingling on my head and you know, like blood flowing, but I never really noticed any dramatic improvements. But in, I guess it was July of 99, I had some strange chest pains. It was like a poking pain. It wasn't like the squeezing pain of angina.
Right.
And I went to my doctor, and she, you know, she wanted to run some, or I asked her to run some tests, and so, because she was ready to put me on disability. Well, I ran the test. She ran the test, and it turns out the pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue, and it was rebuilding itself. My blockages were all gone. There was no blockages at all. And
wow,
there was no reason for me to stay on my medication. So she took me off of what she could, sent me to my cardiologist to get off the rest, and he wanted to keep me on that because I was in a study group. He was making money for, you know, doing a study on these pills. So anyways, he said, well, you know, okay, go ahead. And he said, you know, just take one every other day for a couple of days and then just wean off of it. So that's what I did. And I've never taken any medication since. And then I was listening to a guy talking about gold seal chelation on a radio show in Vancouver, because I'm in Canada, and I called in, and the host said, you know, I've heard of you, call me back after the show. So I called him back after the show, and he said, I want you on the air. You know, you've got to come on and tell your story. And from that point forward, you know, I've been in the heart drop business ever since, well, 1999 and early 2000, telling people, you know, about this wonderful stuff and what they could do. And, you know, it's amazing. At that time, the radio show I went on, the guy was very, very popular in the Vancouver area, and this thing just snowballed, and people really changed their own lives with it. It is quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. Now, I'm here to tell you right now, folks, I started using this. When did you send it to me, Don? About 3 months ago?
It's right around 3 months for you right now.
Okay. All right, folks. We have a driveway that's 1,000 feet long. I used to go down and check the mail every day just because it was the only exercise I really got, because the doctor said I had to keep my heart rate low. So I would walk 1,000 feet down to the mailbox, 1,000 feet back. And I kept having to stop because of poor circulation. My legs hurt so bad I just couldn't take another step. And that's the way it was 3 months ago. Now, after being on this extended bike for 3 months, I can walk down there 1,000 feet down, 1,000 feet back, nonstop, with not even a hint of pain. And the only thing that has changed is me taking an extended bike. Therefore, I'm sold on this product, folks.
Have you had any chest pain since you've been on this?
No, I haven't.
Have you noticed your defibrillator going off and restarting your heart?
No, not at all.
Oh. Well, that's always nice, eh?
Yeah. From what I understand, it's very, very painful.
One of the guys around here, he has a defibrillator put in. He, you know, he's an old stuck in the mud kind of guy. He's, no way am I going to take that. You know, that's gross. And he had a defibrillator put in, and he still smokes. He's 65 now. He runs. You know, he does the lawn cutting and the snow plowing and the garbage hauling. You know, he's
right.
Built himself up from the town drunk to the town maintainer. He looks after us, and he doesn't drink anymore. He gave that up a long time ago. But his has gone off a couple of times, and he's, you know, you can see him. He'll be sitting over there, and all of a sudden, you know, the look on his face will change, and he'll grab onto the steering wheel, and bam, it restarts him. But he says, well, at least I can't die.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, they had me sign a paper saying I understood, you know, when I put this defibrillator in, that at my request it can be turned off remotely. You know, if I just want to say to hell with it and just go, you know, if it starts shocking me a lot and there's nothing they can do, which I guess is a good option. Me, I'm a fighter, though. I'll probably burn the battery out before I tell them that.
Well, you know, I will agree. There's always this fear in my head, you know, that someday it's just going to happen and you're just going to go. But, you know, I'm only 61 right now, so I don't think it's going to happen right away. I'm still very, very active. You know, we get a lot of snow. I can shovel my snow. I can walk. You know, I have a treadmill because it's very cold outside. I don't like to walk in that really cold and the wind, blowing wind. So I get up and I do a half hour at least five times a week, and I lift light weights, 10 kg, about 22 pounds of weight.
Right.
I lift that. I do multiple curls, and, you know, I feel really good. When I had my heart attack, I was 248 pounds, and, you know, that was not nice. I wound up type 2 diabetic because I was so much overweight, and I dropped down. I watched a show on PBS one time called Eat Fast and Live, and it was about people that eat less calories every day than recommended. And at that time, it was done by Dr. Mosley. He's a BBC journalist. And at that time, they sorry, that phone just rang. I turned the volume up. Okay. At that time, nobody in that group had passed away, so they didn't know what the mortality rate was. So I decided to try that. So 2 days a week, I ate 600 calories a day. In the beginning, it was really tough, but after a while, you kind of get used to it. And before too long, the days you're not eating the 600 calories, that you can eat anything you want the other 5 days, I started not eating as much. And before you know it, the pounds started coming off. Well, one day I was out there welding in my shop. I bought a bunch of metal. I had to rebuild my trailer, so I'm welding all these pieces of metal on, and I'm working away, and I hadn't eaten. And all of a sudden, I started shaking. And I said, what the heck's going on? So I run in the house. I get out my blood tester. I check my blood. I was down to 4.3. And, I'd been up in the 20s, 30s a lot. They were quite concerned about me. So I was down to 4.3, and I went, wow, what's with this? I had to eat something because I was, I was too low. And so I had a sandwich, felt much better, and, went back to work. Well, that happened a few times over the next few weeks as I was losing weight. But I'm down to 207 pounds now. I'm 6'2". So I feel
that actually sounds somewhat proportionate.
It's close. I'd like to be 190, but I'm having a hard time getting those last, 10 to 15 pounds off. So it just doesn't seem to
be. I had exactly, I'm a type 2 diabetic too, but mine is because of damage to my pancreas from ionizing radiation. But anyway, I had the hardest time forever putting on weight. I had just the opposite problem. No matter what I ate, I couldn't gain a pound. Now, finally, I'm up to 55. And I'm comfortable with that. But I was so skinny for a while that I literally couldn't sit down on a hard surface, Don. It hurt too much.
Wow, your butt was just about gone.
It was, yeah. Of course, according to my wife, it still is.
No, I've heard that too. Oh, there's no butt there. But that's all right. I can live with that. But one of the benefits of the Extendivite was, my doctor was really concerned about my extremities. My hands being too cold, my feet being cold.
Right.
When my blood sugar was so high, because the first time they tested me, the thing came up and said hi, and the lady at the pharmacy said, "Oh, it's not supposed to say hi. It's supposed to give you a reading." So she tested again, and it came up at 33.4 or something like that. And
that
said,
would be equivalent, if I understand the scale for our U.S. listeners, that'd be equivalent to pushing 400 on our scale.
Yeah, I don't know the U.S. scale of it.
Well,
we're supposed
I don't
to
really
be,
know it. I'm just, I think I've got a handle on it, but I'm not positive.
Well, we're supposed to be between 5 and 7.
Okay.
That's our normal. What would your normal be?
Our normal, I think, is supposed to be, what is it, Lori, 90 to 120?
Yes.
Yeah, 90 to 120 on our scale.
Okay.
And it's just, it's the same measurements. It's just, yours is metric and ours is imperial.
Yeah, pretty well. But someday you'll be metric too, maybe.
Well, they passed a law in the early 70s saying the U.S. was going to go metric. Congress did. It was signed by the president and everything. It just never happened.
Yeah. Well, it is confusing. I mean, we've been metric since the late 70s, early 80s. And, still in my mind, when I think of 10 degrees Celsius, I think 32 plus 18. So, there we go. We're 50 degrees. And then when it's 20 degrees Celsius, I think of, adding another 18 for 68.
All right, folks, we got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please hang on.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. Today is 14 January 2017, we're visiting with Mr. Don Wiskin, the manufacturer of Extendivite, which is an incredible product. We were talking about the metric system, Don, but that's not really why you're here.
Well, we were talking about the metric system to do with diabetes because,
right,
you know, as you may know, that your heart doesn't pump below your knee. That's
right.
All circulation done by the calf muscle, so... You know, if you if you're sitting there and you put your heels down on the ground and you move your feet like you're pushing a gas pedal or pedaling something, you know, leaving your heels right on the floor, you can actually feel the blood start to flow back through your feet. So with
diabetes,
one of the biggest problems is people wind up losing their legs or their foot because of, you know, poor circulation caused by the diabetes.
Right.
Making more plaque inside of your artery so that the blood can't really move. And what I was, you know, saying with being type 2 diabetic, my doctor, you know, he's always checking my feet, always making sure they're warm, because my brother-in-law, he's kind of a strange character. He drinks way too much soda pop and way too much, you know, iced cappuccinos, and he wound up losing his foot, and then they took it off up to his knee, and you know, because he's diabetic. So my doctor was always concerned about me, but every time he goes near my ankles or my foot, he notices how warm my feet are, and you know, he looks at the color in my nails on my fingernails, how nice and red they are, and when you push them, you know, they come back to color really fast. They don't stay white. And,
right.
You know, he's beside himself as to how well the Extendivite is keeping me, you know, my diabetic in check. Well, it's not really keeping my diabetes in check, but it's keeping me from losing
the
my hands and my
right.
feet. Yes.
Yeah, it's keeping the damage in check. Now, I've noticed with Extendivite, you know, for a couple of years, I had, I don't know what you call it, this modeling, dark patches on my legs. And I asked the doctor about it a couple of years ago. He said, that's just poor blood circulation. He said, you know, eventually we can go in there with a Roto-Rooter and fix some of that. Well, you know, the VA, when they say eventually, that means never. The Veterans Administration here. But I've noticed with the Extendivite, all this is going away. It's much, much lighter than it was. You know, and I attribute that strictly to the Extendivite because, again, that's the only thing that's changed. And my feet aren't nearly as cold as they used to be. You know, I've had a tremendous problem for 15 years with my feet being like ice. The top of me can be sweating, but my feet still feel like I'm standing in cold water. In fact, is when I was doing what you said, you know, push down on the ground and the blood pumps up, I could actually feel the cold blood coming up my leg.
Yes.
So, which is a really weird feeling, folks. And
yeah, but it's, you know, it's, this is why people wind up with edema, you know, all the fluids around their ankles and things.
Right.
Because they sit and they don't move that calf muscle. And, you know, even on airplanes, quite a few years ago, there was a real fear of thrombosis. People
right.
getting blood clots from sitting too long. And they started having people do, you know, foot exercises while they're sitting in their seats on the airplane. And that was helping to reduce it, but they don't seem to be doing that much anymore.
Well, I don't know if they are or not. I don't fly unless it's an absolute necessity. I don't think I've been on a commercial airline since 98 or 99. You know, with all the security stuff, I'd rather drive than fly.
Oh, me too.
In reality. You know, it's just gotten ridiculous. But anyway, that's beside the point. But getting the circulation back is fantastic. I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. I can't get over it.
It's life. No circulation, no life.
That's correct.
Yeah. And another thing is, too, is sulfur. You know, a lot of people are deficient in sulfur. And
right.
And people that are lying sick in the hospital waiting to die have very little or no sulfur in their body at all. And in the garlic and Extendivite, there's over 70 different sulfur compounds. So
we're
feeding the... Yes, we're feeding... Well, it's a sulfur that actually does a lot of the work. You know, I've talked about how we get yeast in the gut and metals in the liver. The yeast creates...
Hey, Don, hold that thought for a minute. We've got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is 14 January 2017. Don, hang on for just a minute. Got a couple of housekeeping items to put out there real quick. One, we still have plenty of flash drives left. If anybody wants any of these are the 1570 document, 8 gigabyte USB flash drives. Go to ruralsurvival.info. Click on the red and black flash drive, top right of every page, and you can see the index there. I think it's about 52, 53 pages of index. You can see everything on it. A great value for $59.95. Next week's show, quick note on that. Lori, go ahead.
Next week we're having open lines. We're asking everybody's thoughts and opinions on the inauguration that's happening next week. So make sure you... give us a call and let us know what you think.
All right, excellent. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen at the inauguration, folks. Well, it could be bad, it could be good, it could be uneventful, but the odds are it won't be. All right, folks, we're visiting with Mr. Don Wiskin, the manufacturer of Extendivite, a product that I use myself. And just for clarification, I am not getting paid anything for pushing this product, if you want to call it that. I just want people to understand this product is out there and how much good it does. It's that simple. Okay, Don, where do we want to go from here?
been on the Republic Broadcasting Network with John Stadtmiller since about 2004 or 2005.
Right.
There is a lot of your listeners that may be taking our product, and you know, it'd be nice if any of them wanted to call in and share their experience with us as well.
Yeah, that would be nice. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My fault, Don. I forgot to mention the number at the bottom of the hour. I meant to. I told my wife I was going to, and I completely forgot. So my fault, folks, but it's 800-313-9443.
Well, sometimes we just get carried away because, you know, it's we don't chat every day, so it's nice to hear your progression and because, you know, a year, well, I'm not going to say a year from now, another 9 months from now, your whole world should have changed. And that's what I'm really looking forward to, like how you're starting to feel come, you know, the end of the year.
I'm looking forward to that, too, Don. We've got Jerry in Chicago on line 9. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jim and Don. And thanks a lot for taking my call. Appreciate it. And, Don, you and I spoke maybe 3 weeks ago, and you told me that I needed to take at least 3 a day instead of the 1. And I did. I haven't felt anything yet, but again, it's only been between 2 and 3 weeks that you pumped me up to about 3 of them. But something else I wanted to say, and this goes to Tim. I called in when you were on John Moore's show about 20 months ago, and I asked John Moore with Bill Deagle's show once a week if there was any way you could get in touch with Bill Deagle about maybe repairing your pancreas. I wonder if you ever followed through with that.
You know something? I'll be honest with you, I never did. I get so busy here, Jerry. I don't really believe there's any repair, but I'm going to make a note to myself, and I'm going to call him Monday. I've got his number in my phone. I just totally forgot to do it. You know, and when I say I get busy, I mean I get busy around here. It's usually 6 a.m. until 10 or 11 at night.
Oh boy.
I thank you for reminding me of that.
Okay, well, like I say, I mean, I have a lot of respect for the guy, and one of the smartest people I've ever heard talk on anything.
Yeah, he is very intelligent. There's no question about that. And when you talk, it's kind of hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes.
One of the two, it's going to be open lines next Saturday. And I don't know if anybody else is aware of this, but December 28th, Obama signed an executive order that went into effect on the 29th of December. And it was something to do with rearranging the Presidential Emergency Powers Act. You might want to look into that at whitehouse.gov.
Okay, I will. I did read something about it, but I got distracted, and I never really followed up. But I'm aware of what you're talking about. Yes, thank you again.
Okay, well, you guys have a blessed day. Keep up the good work.
You too, Jerry, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yes, I did ask him to, you know, go from taking one a day up to taking three, you know, a day. So one,
right,
three times a day. So how many times a day do you take it?
Well, based on your advice, I'm doing 4 times a day. And as much as I didn't like the liquid to start with, I'm actually starting to lean towards the liquid now. I've actually developed a taste for it. If you can believe that.
Yes, our spicy drops.
Yeah, I've actually developed taste for them now. I look forward to it.
I keep a bottle of it right here on my desk, and you know, I take shots throughout the day. I don't know, I might probably use it 4 or 5 times during the day just because I like the taste. I like what it tastes like. In the beginning,
no,
I wasn't too eager either, but you get very used to it.
Oh, yeah, I look forward to taking it. I mean, when I come out to my desk every morning, that's the first thing I do, and then I sort my pills and, you know, and take my shot and all that. But, yeah, and, of course, the capsules are fine. There's nothing wrong with them, but you're supposed to eat before you take them or after you take them, whichever it is.
Yeah, after.
Yeah, and I'm not always ready to eat, so So a lot of times I like the liquid because I don't have to eat right away.
Yeah, that's why we suggest some people who don't eat lunch take take one in the morning or two in the morning with breakfast and then one with supper, or vice versa, one with breakfast, two with supper. You know, get it in, use it, because, you know, your body uses it up so fast in the beginning, it doesn't have a chance to store any of the trace minerals or nutrients in there to use it as it needs it, and that takes a while to catch up. But, you know, like I like to say, we didn't wind up with these problems overnight. It's taken years and years for it to build up in us. So why wouldn't it, why would it happen right away and disappear? But it does take time. As you're saying, 3 months now you've been on it and you haven't noticed your defibrillator going into work because your heart hasn't kicked into irregular heartbeats yet. You're walking further. It's slowly improving your health as it is other people, but it is a slow process. And as I said, I didn't really notice the improvements until I had that poking pain in my chest and went to my doctor. Because everything happened so gradually, so what if you walked 45 minutes? That's something you did yesterday. So it's, you don't think about how in the beginning you couldn't even walk 10 minutes.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that next, not a sonogram, a echocardiogram. I'm looking forward to hearing the results on the next one they do on me, which I think is in August or September. And, I will absolutely love it if they come back and say, you don't need that defibrillator anymore. I doubt if they will, but I'd love it if they did. Because that thing is a pain in my butt. I'm a skinny guy. I bump up against something, and boy, does it grate on my ribs. So I'd love to get rid of it. You still there, Don? Looks like we might have lost Don, folks. Don, if you can hear me, at least I've lost you on this end. But reconnect, please, if you have the time.
Oh, okay, how's that?
Okay, better. Now I can hear you, Don. Now I can hear you, buddy.
They have this button on my headset, and it says mute, and somehow I must have hit it.
It happens.
But remember, I spoke with you maybe a month ago about my friend who had a stroke in February, and he started taking the Extendivite in April, and they wanted to put a defibrillator in him in August, but in August they looked and they saw all of these blood clots flowing through his heart, so they didn't want to do anything. I mean, the clots have to get away somehow, and so as they dissolve, your liver has to dispose of them. But he just went for an MRI, and he was at 20% of his heart was functioning, and they had told him to go home and prepare to die. And now he just had that MRI done. He was at 38%. So he has increased his heart function, and just from taking this since April. And I'm hoping by April or May or June of this year, he's going to be much better. But, he took a 6-month supply over about 8 months. So he wasn't really as aggressive at it as he has been lately. But he says now he takes it to work with him because he's still welding. The funny thing was the doctors told him if they put a defibrillator in him, he could still weld.
Really?
Yeah,
must have been a different kind than I've got, because they flat out told me that if I weld, like with an arc welder at least, something with that kind of a current, and I accidentally get inside the loop between the positive and negative cables, I expect a catastrophic failure of my defibrillator.
Wow. Well, that's what he does. He's building a power plant right now. So, he's welding with arc. They're welding lots of pipe, and, it all gets x-rayed. Right. But he was only working 3 months on and 3 months off because he couldn't handle it. He went back to work the 1st of September, and he hasn't stopped working since. He was only going to work 3 months and take 3 months off, but he's feeling good enough that he's you know, he's full time now.
Well, that is excellent. I mean, that is fantastic. Now, I'm looking forward. I'm not expecting, but I'm looking forward to those kind of results for myself. I mean, it would be so great. You know, I'll tell you, folks, once you lose your health, no matter how much money you have or whatever, you've pretty much lost everything, and that's the truth. At least in my case, that's the truth. You know, I so miss being able to walk from one end of my farm to the other, but I'm afraid I'll get in trouble, so now I take one of my grandkids or my daughter with me, you know, if I want to walk from one end of the farm to the other. And living like that is no fun. It truly isn't.
No, it's nice to be dependent, but, you know, on yourself, or independent, I should say. But
well, yeah, I know what you meant.
That's what I say in some of my ads. I mean, can you really afford a heart attack? And, you know, I don't know if people realize, you know, how devastating it was. When I had mine, I was thinking I was going to be on disability. So in Canada, to go on disability because I was self-employed, I couldn't own a house. I couldn't have over $5,000 in my bank account. You know, it really limits your ability to live your life.
Oh, yeah, it would. I had no idea it was that draconian in Canada. That's wild. At least
it
in
is.
This country, you're allowed to, you know, like me, I get full benefits from the VA, but I'm still allowed to own my house and the farm and all that. Of course, they told me I couldn't. I just form a corporation and sign it over to the corporation and pay rent to the corporation.
Well, if I had a job and I hurt myself on the job and became disabled from, you know, damage I did, that, you know, I wouldn't be able to walk. Let's say I hurt my back or something. Then I would have been on something like workman's compensation. And workman's compensation pays you, I think it's about 65 or 70% of what you earned on your job. So, but you can continue your life and own everything. But being self-employed and something happens to you, you're penalized. There's nothing to fall back on.
Right. Yeah, I can understand. That would be a heck of a mess to be in. It truly would. You know, here when they've got workman's compensation here, and they've also got something called SSI, Social Security Insurance, which is for people that become injured or have a problem. And, you know, I don't know what they pay, but I know it's certainly not a living wage.
No, here it's only they get around $1,000 a month, and that's what they're supposed to live off of.
Yeah, which is impossible, and that's Canadian dollars.
Yeah, it is impossible. But fortunately, we have subsidized housing, and if they can get on the list and get in there, well, then they can pay a lot less rent, so they can afford to live. But it is sad. My brother-in-law, when he lost his foot, you know, he wound up on disability, and it's kind of a shame.
Man.
But, you know, they didn't own a house at the time, but because he was, well, just because he was a cab driver doesn't mean that he couldn't afford a house. I have friends that are cab drivers that, you know, live a pretty good life. But
right.
He didn't own a house, and so now he never can because, you know, he's living off $1,000 a month.
Oh, boy. That is something else. Folks, I apologize for the noise in the background. That's my granddaughter, wife babysitting her, 3 years old, playing. Nothing I can really do about it. I'm sorry. Those things happen.
Hey, it sounds good. It's the continuation of our species.
It is. And I'll tell you, if you ever saw my little granddaughter, she's just as cute as a button. Of course, I am prejudiced. And
oh, yes.
I love her to death. Super sweet, super smart, super loving. I guess that's the reason we let her get away with so much.
Yeah.
And super spoiled, I should add.
Yeah.
Well, the shirt she's wearing right now says, Mommy thinks she's in control. And that's so cute. You know.
Yeah. A friend of mine sent, they did a T-shirt. He had a T-shirt. He passed away. He had a lung cancer, and he passed away. And his wife made up quilts for their sons. And one of the things on there, I could just find it. It says if you're in the woods and you speak and there's no woman around to hear you, are you still wrong?
Yes, you are.
I love it.
That was funny.
Okay, folks, call in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. If you got any questions for Don Liston, call in, and he'll tell you what you need to know. Don, how can people get, hang on, coming up on our final break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and then Don can tell us how to order Extendivite.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is 14 January 2017. Leave it to me to even screw up a day. Okay, Don, can you tell everybody how to get their hands on your incredible product?
Well, there's a few ways. One is to go to heartdrop.com. That's your heart, HEARTDROP.com. You can buy it off our website, or there's links on there to Amazon, because you know, we are in Canada. It takes 5 to 15 business days on the average to get product. Sometimes that surprises us, and people in Florida get it in 3 days, and we just, like, we're shocked. But Amazon
well, last
is there
I
for
got
those
from you, it only took 3 days, or 4 days, I guess it was.
Well, see, it's not bad. Sometimes it really flows, but, you know, we have to tell people 5 to 15 business days because, you know, they might, I'm just above the state of New York, but New York might not get it, you know, for a week, whereas, you know,
right.
a week and a half, whereas Florida would get it sooner, and some of the southern. But we also have a toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. There is, my wife is standing by to answer the phone, Babs, so there is that potential as well. But the quickest and the easiest sometimes is read off the website. And by the way, every February for the last 17 years, we've had a Heart Month sale because, you know, February is a Heart Month. And
right.
we offer a 4-month supply for around 127 or 129. I forget what it is right now. And it's normally 154, so that's the savings. A lot of people, you know, just buy one, and then during that time, they buy a year's supply, and they keep themselves going for a year at a better rate. So,
right. Well, I've got a friend of mine in Missouri, which is I've got a friend of mine here in Missouri, which is actually waiting until February 1st order because I don't know how many months supply he wants, but. He is waiting for your sale patiently.
Yes, so. Yes. Well, it is a good bargain. We're probably going to be on Amazon around $11 or $12 a bottle less right there. So, you know,
wow.
when you buy six bottles for the year, you know, that can save you $60, $70. So that's like a free 2-month supply during that time. But yeah, it's a great sale. We get very, very busy during the coldest month of the year. But, you know, it's all about treating people right. And that's the whole idea behind our business is to, you know, not lie to anybody and, you know, keep customers, repeat customers. And we have lots and lots and lots of those. So it's, I guess I'm pretty blessed to have got into this business. I always knew God had a purpose for me. But I had no idea what it was. But I always knew there was something I was supposed to do. And then after my heart attack and losing all my family, so, you know, it's like a wake-up. You really know what it's like to experience the death of your, you know, your mom, your dad, your brothers. And then,
now, that
you know,
was an incredible loss. All those people in your family so close together, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, Wayne, Doug, and my mom all within 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then myself, less than a year. Mine was in June. My brother Wayne. Well, Wayne died over the July long weekend.
Yeah. Hi, Don. You're welcome to hang on for another hour if you want to, or if you got stuff to do, you can go ahead and go. It's completely up to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in about 2.5 minutes, and we'll start the second hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.